This is Bill Venners with our team of developer. The following interview was recorded at Java 1 2007. I am sitting in the Java 1 Pavilion with Steve Marica, the CTO of IceSoft. And Steve and I were just talking about risks inherent in trying to bring together disparate frameworks and components sort of in the context of JSF, basically. Could you elaborate what you think the risks are?
Well, right now the primary concern with trying to make different JSF technology interoperate is fundamentally that the JSF specification never really addressed AJAX interactions within the framework. So as you try to use different technologies that have used different techniques to make AJAX work within JSF, you're almost certainly going to run into issues, whether it be at the framework level or at the component level. There are going to be concerns that you'll have either JavaScript collisions or you'll have framework collisions because the implementations are using different techniques to achieve it.
Okay, so JavaScript collisions and framework collisions. Can you give me maybe a couple specific examples? What kind of things could go wrong?
Okay, well, with certainly probably the most prevalent ones are in the JavaScript space. So because there's no standard technique to AJAXify a component, you typically use the XML HTTP request to do things. And for example, you could have components that are going to collide in the number of connections that they require. The browser has a limited number of connections that it will support. So if you have a bunch of requests going on the page, you could in fact have applications that it essentially freeze up because the browser can't handle the connection requirements. You also can get namespace collisions and whatnot happening within the JavaScript itself.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so being aware of that risk, what do people do about it?
Well, I think the most fundamentally sound thing to do if you're entering into a project where you need AJAX capabilities and trying to do rich internet applications is to pick a framework that's going to get you most of the way there, pick a component suite that's going to get you most of the way there, and work with it. And the effort that you'll put into trying to bring other pieces into the equation and get them to work will outweigh the benefits that you're going to achieve.
All right. So what is IceFaces? What are you guys doing at IceSoft in the context of this problem?
Okay, well, first of all, I guess we're trying to build the most comprehensive solution so that if someone is looking to get something that'll get the most of the way there, we feel that our approach is a very sound one to take. So really trying to keep Java developers writing pure Java, not having to meddle in JavaScript. So that's sort of the basis of what our technology is all about. And on top of that, we are trying to address third-party component suites in a number of ways. And in our latest release, we now have full support for the Tomahawk component set. So it is possible to bring these things into a framework, but it's better for the framework developer to do that than from the application developer to attempt to do that.
So what things does it integrate with?
Well, as I said, we have our own component suite. We've added the Tomahawk components, and then we've been focusing a lot on middleware solutions. So going back from the presentation layer, we've done integration with JBoss Seam, which has become a popular middleware solution, and now we're tackling portal technologies as well. We've been working closely with the Liferay portal technology, so starting to move some of those middleware technologies, being able to integrate with them better.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.